A big 3-8 save out there tonight by Charlie Lindgren. How impressed were you with him tonight?
Well, especially two games in two nights, you know, he was really good at going.
You put top line out there, McCarron, De La Rose, and Andrew Gatto. How impressed were you with all those guys out there?
Well, they played well, and they gave us good momentum at the start of the game there, and two big goals. And they played strong defensively, too. You know, I liked the fact that, you know, we got two big guys, you know, with De La Rose and McCarron, and some speed and some playmaking abilities with Andrew Gatto.
Third round of the shootout, you picked Schierback, comes over the board, and scores the winner. How big was that goal for him tonight?
I think it's a good confidence booster. You know, it was, you know, tough games last few games, but you know, we need him offensively, and if that can give him a good boost, you know, that'd be great.
Can I get your mindset on that? Because I'm interested. I mean, a lot of times when Schierback, I mean, the power play, the turnover, a lot of guys are going to be pinned to the bench on that.
Yeah.
So when you're keeping him out there, and you had him out there for the last minute of overtime, last minute of the tie game, regulation, overtime, he's, you know, the third, which is, who can be the most important, and turned out to be the most important guy in the show. Is it more about giving him confidence, or is it more about development, do you think?
It's about both. You know?
Yeah.
He needs to play. He'll make mistakes. He's going to learn from his mistakes, and you know what? He can be a game breaker too.
Are you interested in seeing how guys handle mistakes? How do they deal with it? Are you
for sure?
And so, I want to ask you: were you interested in the whole team tonight? Because you didn't make many changes. You switched your lines back. You went back to the Eisenschmidt line, the one you had with Friedberg and that before. But it would have been easy to go and say, "Geez, that was a crappy effort last night. I'm going to make. I'm going to make."
Lines.
Yeah, but that was it.
It wasn't. Eisenschmidt was on the right side yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so Eisenschmidt's line, you know, was one of our best lines tonight for the weekend, last weekend.
Yeah.
And that's where I came back with them. But, you know, I'm trying to find the balance between some offense and also being able to play in the D zone. You know, when I have Odette, Schierback, and Andrew Gatto together, you know, defensively, you know, it's a little tougher. And I don't want to either put that pressure on Odette. I want him to be able to flourish, you know, like offensively, and sometimes, you know, you don't want him to spend too much time on his own end. So, you know, that's why tonight, you know, I had him with my toe, you know, and I think those two guys, you know, they've known each other for a long time, and, you know, they've played together before, and, you know, I was looking for some chemistry there, and, you know, they played. No, we had some good efforts from a lot of guys tonight compared to last night.
That's what I'm getting at. I mean, you weren't very happy. You weren't happy at all last night. You're not a screamer, yeller, swear, or whatever, but you weren't happy last night. And a lot of coaches go back and say, how many changes can I make tomorrow on my lineup? And you just made the one. You didn't go whole as whole. So are you interested in finding out as individuals or as a team how they respond to a crappy game?
Well, I'm, you know, interested in both. In both, because I know that guys need to get a chance to respond sometimes. You know, we also need to have guys like Parisi to play. You know, and obviously, you know, Bruyette didn't play a bad game last night, but, you know, he's the odd man out. Obviously, you know, being a veteran guy, and also a guy that just got here. But having said that, you know, I'm looking at a lot of things. You know, how guys respond from mistakes, how guys respond from adversity.
Yep.
How guys respond, you know, also from bad performance. And as a team, I knew that, you know, we were better than what we showed yesterday. But I have to give Providence credit for how they played, because they didn't give us much, you know, 5-on-5. You know, it was a tough game to play. Their special teams were better than ours tonight. Ours were better than them yesterday. And usually when you win the special teams battle, you know, have a better chance to win. And, yesterday we did, and we lost the game. So tonight it was the opposite.
It's funny though. I mean, you could point to this game, you're probably rightly so. You could say point and say, this is how three mistakes of different varieties can lead to goals. One is the Schierback turnover. The other is, I guess, collectively just terrible clearing on the second goal. And the third, if you want, it's a penalty. I don't know how you want to see it, it's a penalty or not, but it's a penalty call.
We have to kill it.
Yeah.
We have to kill that. And, you know, we have to win the draw. You know, just before they scored.
But it doesn't take much, right?
No, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. Like I said, got to give these guys credit, because, you know, they're down 3-0 and they didn't quit. And we knew they wouldn't. They wouldn't quit. And, sometimes, you know, you need those games to to show some character, to build some character.
Yeah. This would have been important, though. I mean, this would have been an awful game.
It wouldn't have been fun.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks.
At least my Sunday will be better tomorrow.
All right.